am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. We've been talking about everything you can take to camp, prep it ahead so it's easy to cook. When you come back in and you're cold and your belly's empty and you just want to get something in it, there's a lot of good things. What's next, Bob?
And here's a thought. Maybe you don't deer hunt.
Maybe you know? Just go to deer camp and
maybe,
cook.
And maybe you don't even do that. Maybe you're, you know, just somebody that doesn't appreciate the woods in the fall. You can do all the stuff at home. This stuff is still really good
at home.
Breakfast bake, the Dutch oven, all that stuff. You know, if you want Lisa to come over and make you something, I'm sure
cobbler,
Randy
yeah.
will turn her loose for a day.
Right. Yeah.
But Stu, I got to tell you, I made stew the other day. It was probably the best I've ever done. And I was trying to recant my steps because I asked my wife how she liked it, and she wouldn't even talk. She was just eating. She really liked it. She's a stew girl.
Yep.
You know, she's English
and
Irish.
Well, that's comfort food.
And that's what her mom made, right? English-Irish mother.
Well, you know what? They had like 10 kids in their family.
Yeah.
They? Yeah, well, she made a lot of stew because that goes a long ways for that big family.
Yeah. So anyway, I was trying to figure out what I did differently, and it was really just a bunch of little different things. And so the stew you make, you might just make out of habit the way your mom did it or the way your uncle did it or, you know, however you're used to eating it. But I'm telling you, it's a pretty cool food that you have a lot of leeway with because it's a blend, and you can ruin it if you're not careful.
Yeah, don't put too much garlic in there. I have a tendency to lean on the garlic a little too much, and then it's all you can taste.
Well, and the other thing you got to be careful on is the salt side because you can't take it back out.
That's right. Yeah, you can't really do anything. You can dilute and dilute, but then you got consistency issues.
One of the things I did to the stew this time was I used heavy cream for my sauce.
Okay.
Holy cow. That really did the trick. Yeah. I think that
was
the magic.
Beef stew or venison stew?
Yeah,
which was it?
Beef.
Okay.
And
so what cut?
Chuck roast.
Okay.
I just roasted a chuck roast, and then I cut it up into chunks and put it in the stew.
Say roasted, tell me what that means.
In the oven.
Oh, okay.
I just, you know.
Did you get it all the way done or just?
Put it in a pot and, about 3 hours.
Okay.
And there's other ways to do it. You know, some guys will buy the stew meat and cut up and then saute it and cook the stew with it. I like to have all my vegetables at just the right level. So, like, what I don't want to do is overcook it so that everything is mushy.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. So are you cooking the vegetables
in the sauce.
In the sauce.
Yep. And then
But the meat is in there too?
Or, yep.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
So the meat obviously takes longer than the vegetables to cook, which is why you're pre-cooking it before you put it in.
Right.
I'm assuming you're doing this in either a Dutch oven or a crock pot or something like that.
One of my wife's roasting pans.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I just thought of something too, back to the green menace thing.
Uh-oh. Back to the first segment, guys.
I did something really, really funny there. And I did a bunch of butts for an event a few weeks back. And when I got done, I had in my large Cambro container in a tray, I had just a ton of this au jus.
Right, yep.
And I never really do anything with pork au jus. For some reason, I prejudice it. So I took all that.
It can be a little greasy if it's not.
I cooled it, and I took the fat off the top, and then I took all that au jus, and I put it in my cryovac bags, and I sealed it up and put them in the freezer.
Yep.
I put one of those in that green menace.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, that stuff was kind of magic sauce.
Yeah, well, so it's very concentrated flavor.
If you do pork butts, there's
exactly
just a thought. Just a thought, because you end up with a lot of it.
Yep.
But anyway, so back to the stew. Yeah, I know.
Squirrel.
Well, I didn't want to forget that because it was a cool trick, and I've never tried that before. And people might try the green menace, and if you're doing a pork butt, you're going to have a lot of that juice.
Right.
And I only used a half a pork butt for that whole big pot.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of it.
Yep. Yep, sure was. So, you know, you can do this same thing with chicken as well. You get a skinless, boneless chicken breast. You can make a stew out of that as well. Almost, the consistency of like what's inside of a pot pie, right? You use the diced vegetables with the onion, the carrots, and the peas, and then put the chicken in there, and I'd cook the chicken off a little bit.
Why wouldn't you just throw the whole chicken in and cook it off and then use that sauce?
You could. You could.
Then you're going to get some real...
Pull it out of there.
Then you're going to get some love.
Right, and then debone it.
Yeah.
And pull it out of there and then put it back in with your vegetables and a cream of chicken, maybe cream of mushroom combination soup. You could do it with whole cream too, but you know if you're cheating and you're trying to get it done, the cream of mushroom and the cream of chicken combination is always really good. And you know you just let that stew up. And, you know, it's like the pot pie without the dough. So I enjoy that as a stew.
Well, I bet your wife makes pot pie.
She does.
Because she's a baker.
Right.
So does mine.
Yeah.
And I love hers over, I wouldn't bother trying to take that limelight.
Nope.
Because she's to the point where she says, well, you cook better than me. You just make dinner. Like, right. Oh, that is so sleazy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's something Joppy would do.
Right.
No, yours is so much better. You do it.
Yeah.
That's what my buddy Ted would do at Deer Camp. He doesn't even bring, you know what he brings? He brings
his appetite.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And,
yeah.
And his favorite protein bars.
Right. Yeah. And a wallet in case you run out of stuff. He'll go to town and buy some more stuff for you to cook. Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps that tucked away.
Yeah, right? The wallet. Yeah.
He's Dutch.
Yeah, exactly.
But he shares his land with us.
Yeah,
so that's better.
Nothing wrong with that,
no.
Right?
Happy
nothing
to buy.
Wrong with that, yeah. So,
sorry, Ted.
So anyway, I'm headed to, later today, the MSU U of M tailgate, and we've been talking about pork, and I've got a few things that I am going to make with pulled pork when I get there. I bring in the griddle, okay? And so I can, we're going to make smash burgers. That's an easy one. But with the pulled pork, I'm going to make kettle chip nachos.
So is this a catering event?
No, it's my company. My company is hosting a tailgate at the Michigan State game for our clients and prospective clients.
Okay.
And, but I'm just, of course, myself and one other guy are doing all the cooking. Yeah.
Now, who's the other guy cooking? Give him a little fame here.
What? No. The guy's name's JD. It's one of our vendors' brother-in-law that comes, and he's got skills. He's got real skills, and he's doing all the sliders, and I'm going to do pizzas. And they wanted me to bring the pizza oven, so I'm bringing the griddle for him for sliders and smash burgers and things. And
well, that's a good way to keep your job, Randy, is just keep feeding these people.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is round two. We did it a couple years ago. It's the year when Michigan State plays at home against Michigan. My boss is a state alum. He won't go to Ann Arbor and do a tailgate, but when it's in East Lansing, we throw a good one. So it should be fun. But
well, I don't blame him.
But take a little pulled pork, and I'm going to put some sweet barbecue sauce and some blue cheese on top of it, and then crush up some kettle chips, like potato chips, and I'm going to put a steamer top over top of that, spray a little water under there, and let that gorgonzola melt on top of there, and then scoop it up and put it on a slider bun. And we're going to have, I don't know what you call it, I call it kettle chip slider. But we're gonna try that. One of the guys, we were playing with it the other day, and it's like, oh, this is pretty good. You know, it's the texture and the sharp blue cheese with the sweet barbecue sauce and a little crunch on top of those kettle chips.
So why don't you put the kettle chips on at the last minute before you steam it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
I got to get the gorgonzola melted.
Yeah.
And then I'll throw the kettle chips on right when we put it on.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but anyway, that's a new one that we're going to give it a try and see what happens with it. But always can do the Hawaiian sliders too, because we'll have a big bowl of slaw there.
Gordon's has Great Lakes kettle chips.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a Michigan company, and that's one of their big brands at Gordon's. I used to buy them by the case when I had the kitchen.
Yep. The other thing is that the crustini, the little French roll, the French bread, you know, and you can cut those on a diagonal. Sharp cheddar, the sweet barbecue sauce, and the pulled pork. We're doing that too, so that that's got a little more chew to it with that with that baguette on there. But just again, finger food, stuff that you can grab with one hand and eat while you're holding your beer with the other hand, right?
Uh huh.
So anyway, that's a
that's a real redneck way to say baguette, right there.
Yeah, right. Baguette, man. Forget it. Just baguette.
Yeah. What'd you call me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week, listening to Barbecue Bob and I just banter back
gibberish,
and forth.
Yes. Absolute tripe. And,
yeah. But if you're getting up in a tree, be safe. Strap yourself in. Nobody falls out on the case of deer hunting. It's not worth it. But we appreciate you tuning in. So we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.